I really studied the book hard, and I realized that in the New Testament there are many letters written to the churches.
但是我发现呢，好像只有这一卷书是点了我们的名字。
But I discovered that it seems only this First Corinthians has pointed out who those are receiving this letter.
好像点了我们的名字。
Especially in calling out our names.
哎呀，你有没有读到你的名字在里面
？Have you read with seeing your name is written in it？
这个玄明这个女儿叫什么名字啊
？What's brother Tony's daughter's name？ Cheryl。
Cheryl， 哎呀，你有没有看到这封信点了你的名字啊
？Cheryl， do you know that this book actually calls out your name？
啊，因为有没有
？Yes。
啊啊 ，Yes。
Yes, hallelujah.
点了你的名啊
Exactly, it calls your name.
在哪里点了你的名啊
Where did it do that?
就是在第二节嘛 right?
Right in verse 2.
Right. 哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个书信就是写给我们，但我觉得好像只有哥林多前书好像点了你我的名。
Among all the epistles, it seems that only First Corinthians calls out our name.
因为是写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，你有没有在其中？
Verse 2 goes, To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Are you in it?
所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
Here he says, With all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你们现在有没有写信啊
？Brother and sisters, I don't know. You still write letters nowadays.
我们不写信，我们就是 text message.
You probably know we don't write letters anymore. We just text messages.
我如果写的话，顶多是写一个电子 email， 啪啪啪啪，两下子就发过去了。
And if you do write letters, probably it's email, and you just send it out.
所以你们这个时代啊，你们不写信 ，you don't know what you miss.
Now in this generation, you don't know what you miss out on because you don't write letters.
就是我们那个时代是要写信的。
In my time, we needed to write letters.
啊，你知道，写信是很重要的一件事。
You know, writing letters are so important things.
而且是要有内容的。
And because it demands content.
不但有内容，里面还有感情的。
Not only content, but also it calls for emotions.
我记得我跟我姊妹曾经分开过几个月，那个时候还没有结婚。
I recall before I was married, I was separated from my wife for several months then.
哎呀，那个时候我天天就看邮箱有没有信。
Now, during those days, daily I would look at the mailbox, seeing if there are letters for me.
直到现在，我们结婚33年，那几封信我还是好保留。
We've been married for 33 years. Until now, I still kept those letters.
因为信里面是有内容，而且你觉得很重要，而且是有很深的感情在。
All these letters contain.Important contents and emotions that are so pivotal to me.
而且你写了以后不是马上收到，不是啪一扇就收到了，不是可能要等很久才收到，然后你再等很久才收到回信的。
And after you wrote the letter, it's not immediately the other party would receive your letter, and also it probably took a while before you received another one.
所以是里面是不是随便写的？不是。装写一件、啊、你吃饭了没有？啪啪啪啪写，那就回来。我吃过了，你吃什么呀？你去哪里买什么东西？不是这些内容的。
It's not being done carelessly or saying that have you eaten? Where did you go? Things like this. No, nothing like this.
是有感情、有内容、有期待。
They were written with content, emotions, and expectation.
主给你我写了这一封信。
Now the Lord has written this letter to you and me.
就是在这第二节这一句话的里面。
Just in verse 2, in this one statement,
我们就看到主向我们说了多少的话。
Do you see how many things the Lord has spoken to us?
就是很正面的告诉我们。
Very positively, it tells us
首先我们看到
that first of all, we see
他这里讲到写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。这句话第一点叫我们看到教会是什么，对不对？
In verse 2, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. So the first point is, this verse tells us,What the church is.
教会是什么?
What is the church?
说教会就是这就我不能我要又要 repeat 这句话啊。
Well,
就教会是什么?就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
To answer my question, I just have to repeat the verse again.To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
我想在这里我们在这个聚会的弟兄姊妹们都很清楚，教会不是这个建筑物，对不对？
All the brothers and sisters here do understand that the church is not a church building.
教会也不是一个组织，一个地上的团体。
Nor is it an organization or an earthly a group.
在以赛亚书第六十六章第一节二节很清楚地告诉我们教会是什么。
As we read Isaiah 66 verse 1 and 2, we could understand it so expressly what the church is.
因为主在这里说在旧约的里面圣殿是什么呢?
Because the Lord says it here, what is the holy temple in Old Testament?
在旧约里面会幕是什么呢?
And what is the tabernacle in the Old Testament?
在以赛亚书六十六章第一节地告诉我们耶和华如此说天是我的座位地是我的脚凳你们要为我造何等的殿宇哪里是我安息的地方呢
Isaiah 66 verse 1 Thus says the Lord Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool Where is the house that you will build me Where is the place of my rest
第二节耶和华说这一切都是我所造的所以就都有了但我所看顾的我所看重的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊恐惧的人
For all those things my hand has made and all those things exist as the Lord But on this one will I look on him who is humble or poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word
他说你们这些人要为我盖何等样的殿宇呢让我来住呢
The Lord is asking what kind of a temple that you will build for me so that I could live in
说天是我的座位地是我的脚凳你们这些人能够盖多大的房子给我住呢
Since heaven is my throne the earth is my footstool then how big the building would be for me to dwell in everything belongs to me
我需要什么呢
What is that I need?
他说我所需要的我所看重的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人
What is that that I need and I cherish those on whom I will look upon who are humble and of a contrite heart who tremble at my word
我们知道旧约的圣殿旧约的会幕是讲到新约的教会是神的家神的居所
We know that the holy temple the tabernacle of the Old Testament speaks of the church the house of God in New Testament
所以第二节第一句话一提就告诉我们教会是这基督耶稣里成圣蒙召的圣徒以及所有在各处求告主耶稣基督的人教会是我们这一群蒙召聚在一起的人。
So as the key verse, verse 2 is mentioned here, that the church is composed of all of us who are saved by His grace, who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints.
所以我们就看到一开始当讲到教会建造的时候,
So we see that at the very beginning when the church is building up,
他很清楚地叫我们看到教会是什么，这点我想我们在这里的弟兄姊妹都知道。
The verse tells us so abundantly clear that what the church is, and I suppose all the brothers and sisters here do understand this.
这里不是一个地上的组织。
This is not an earthly organization.
但是今天很多时候我们太容易把地上的组织跟教会混在一起。
But today, it's so easy for us to mix the earthly organizations with the church.
尤其是从中国来的，一些年长的。
Especially some elderly brothers and sisters who came from China.
他们以前经过运动嘛。
They have been through so many movements in China before.
你要受浸，你要入什么会嘛？
So when you say you have to be baptized, they're thinking, oh, you're asking us to join certain a group or organization.
早上又要祷告，晚上又要祷告。 又要什么早请示晚汇报这些方式啊。
Well, you pray in the morning and in the evening. It's very much like what we did before. We had morning report, evening report.
但是我们当中有个老姊妹最刚刚信主。
Now, there is one elderly sister who just believed in the Lord.
她说，我不是参加地上的组织。 我现在是蒙召做圣徒的。哎呀，我们感谢赞美主。 她领圣灵的窍开了。
She said that I was not joining the organization. I am called to be saints. And we say, oh, hallelujah. Her spiritual understanding is now enlightened.
这是一个属灵的一个团体。
This is a spiritual group.
或者我在这里多讲一点。
Maybe I would like to expound this more.
我最近刚刚从中国大陆回来。
I recently came from mainland China.
我就跟大陆的弟兄姊妹讲。
And I said this to those brothers and sisters in mainland China.
我说过去这几十年,
now, for the decades of years past, why is the house church in China so heavily blessed?
当然有很多的原因,
of course, there are many reasons to this.
我说其中有一个原因,
one of those reasons is.
因为你们除了耶稣基督并他钉十字架之外，你们什么都没有。
Because you have nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他们没有房子。
They did not have any houses.
没有牧师。
Nor pastors.
没有主组织。
Nor any specific organization.
甚至连聚会用的公用诗歌都没有，就自己带来的。
They did not even have the hymn book. For everyone, they had to bring their own.
就是一群蒙召做圣徒的人聚在一起。
They are simply those who are called to be saints. They got together.
就是除了属灵的东西以外，什么都没有。
That's to say, they had nothing else except spiritual matters.
所以你看到主的同在。 主的祝福是那么明显，在这些聚会的里面。
Then you could see the Lord's presence, so conspicuous in their midst.
但是现在呢？
But what about now?
有一点宽松了。
They become lax.
那有，尤其在城市的里面呢，条件好一点了。
Especially in cities, they have better amenities, better conditions.
哎呀，美国的教会有房子有会所，我们也搞一个啊。Well,
they think, well, in America they would have a church building, so we should get one too.
他们这个教会的都有一个名字，我们也搞一个。Now,
since they all have names to their churches, so we should do the same.
虽然我们是家庭教会，但是我们也要搞一搞这些东西。Well,
even though we are house churches, we should get involved in this fashion too.
为什么？
Why?
因为人。 都是喜欢一些看得见、摸得着的东西。
Because men simply like those things conceivable and touchable.
为什么我们说属灵的建造、教会的建造那么难？
Why do we say that it's so difficult as to the spiritual building up of the church?
因为神所要的跟人所要的是不一样。 完全不一样。
Because what demands is totally different from that of man.
人是喜欢看得见、摸得着一些东西。
Men simply love those things that are visible and that are touchable.
就算是有人说，哎呀，我们要讲属灵的，不要物质的，但我们搞一些特别灵化的东西啊，特别是或者是灵恩呐、或者这些东西呢，啊，叫我们还是能够摸得着一点东西。
Even though people might say we do not anything that's material, physical, but we would like to talk about charismatic spiritual things. In this way, they are still visible, they are still things that you could actually put a handle on.
或者我们搞一些宗教的仪式、宗教的气氛，
How about
我们也可以摸得着、看得见。
Religious atmosphere and activities.
看到圣经里面讲的，没有这些东西。
But do you know there's nothing like this spelled out in the Bible?
教会是什么？你如果你看神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里称圣、蒙召做圣徒，以及在所有各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
So what is the church? What is God's church? That's exactly what it says here. Those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus called to be saints with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以首先神就很清楚的借着一句话告诉我们教会是什么。
So first of all, with one statement, God has informed us of what the church is.
第二节还没有完啊。
Now, I'm not done with verse 2 yet.
教会是谁的呢？
Then, whose is the church of God?
第二节一开始就告诉我们教会是谁的。
Whose is the church, as it said so clearly in verse 2 at the very beginning?
神的教会。
The church of God.
教会是神的。
So, the church is God's.
教会的主权是神的。
The very sovereignty of the church belongs to God.
教会的内容也是要宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德，也是要宣扬的内容是宣扬神。
Now the very content of the church is to proclaim God who calls us out of the darkness into the marvelous light.
我前些天听到有个弟兄讲。
Now, not long ago, I heard a brother saying that.
他这个弟兄呢，本来是很崇拜一个在东南亚的传道人。
Now, this brother used to worship a preacher in Southeast Asia.
啊，经常提他的名字，这个某某人怎么伟大。
He often talked about this preacher. Oh, how awesome, how great this.
在中国，在美国都很受欢迎。
Preacher was, and this.Person was is so welcomed in China and also in the US.
结果这个在美国的这个地方，有一天他到了东南亚这个某某人的教会去了一趟以后，他回来再也不提他的名字了。
But one day this brother did go to the church of this famous Southeast Asia preacher, and after he came back, he said nothing about those ravings anymore.
原来他到这个某某人的这个聚会里面，明明就看到一张好大好大。某某传教人的相片。
Now, because as he went into that preacher's church and he witnessed such a big picture of this preacher on the wall.
我们感谢主，这个弟兄还是里面有感觉的。
So we do.
他回来再也不提这个人了。
Thank the Lord for this brother did have this feeling within him. After he came back to the States, he did not mention his name anymore.
教会是神的。
Because the church is God.
但是人喜欢把教会跟我们怎么样就是连在一起。
But men just love to link the church to us somehow, some way.
当然我们是神的教会。
Yes, we are the church of God.
但是教会不是人的，是神的。
But the church is not man's, it is God's.
但是我们喜欢来高捧一捧人。
But we just love to exalt people.
我记得我以前好像跟你们讲过。
I recall that I seem to say this to you.
我记得我刚刚出来服侍主的时候。
I remember when I just came out to serve God in full time.
我就看到我以前在银行啊一些朋友见到面，大家还打打招呼，大家寒暄一
And as I met my previous colleague at the bank, we, as usual, would exchange some pleasantries and greetings.
我的客户, 啊,
and some of them were my previous clients.
某某人, 这个黄老板是开餐馆的, 啊,
so-and-so owned a restaurant.
啊, 这个某某人呢, 哦, 是开这个, 出入口的,
so-and-so ran an export import agency.
某某人呢是开这个high-tech公司的。
And so-and-so had a high-tech agent company when they saw me.
你看到我怎么都捧一捧我的。
No matter what, they needed to somehow make me feel good, lift me up.
是开教会的。
So they say, oh, so-and-so owned a church.
所以你看到这是人里面的观念。
You see, this is man's inside notion of the church.
但是我们这里很清楚看到教会是谁的。 是神的教会,
but we see it is so abundantly clear that who the church is, it is God.
我们感谢赞美主啊,
we praise and thank the Lord.
我来到伊斯兰教会，没有人告诉我这是某某人的教会。
As I come to Islam Church, nobody has ever told me whose church this is.
可能是比较谦卑啊。
I suppose that your preacher is very humble.
我们实在感谢主，因为教会是神的。
We really thank the Lord, but because truly the church is God.
教会的内容不是搞人的东西,
its content does not focus on man's matters, but God's matters. So all the activities, all the church activities are not composed of human deeds, such as charity works, human endeavors.
弟兄姊妹, 这些好人好事, 我们是可以做, 是弟兄姊妹自己, 个人, 基督徒可以, 应该是做的。
All the good deeds should be performed by brothers and sisters individually.
但是教会是属灵的一个有机体。
But the church is spiritual organism.
所以，但如果你真是认识教会是神的话， So, 你不单单一方面你觉得主权内容是神的。
If you do understand that the church belongs to God, so on the one hand, you know the very content of sovereignty belongs to God.
你在里面服侍，你也会觉得不一样。
On the other hand, when you serve in the church, you feel different.
因为你知道是神的，神负责任。
Because seeing that the church is God, God will take responsibility of it.
我记得有时候教会里面有很多的难处，我就跟年长的弟兄讲，我怎么办呢？
I recall before when I saw all the problems in the church, and I would ask some of the elderly brothers, saying, what are we going to do?
教会这么多年长的姊妹啊，没有弟兄怎么办啊？
So many elderly sisters without brothers, what's going to happen to them? What do we do?
这个年长弟兄说，教会是你的还是神的？
And the elderly brother asked me, is the church yours or God's?
如果教会是神的，神会负责，你这么担心干什么？
If God, the church is God, then he will take full responsibility of you, it. Why is you worried so much?
当然我们有的时候我们感谢主，我们对于神的教会我们有心，但是有的时候神给我们的不是过于我们能够承担的。
We thank God that we do have this fervor for our church, but what God has given us is never more than what our shoulders can bear.
因为教会是神的,
because the church is God, and He is going to take full responsibility.
哦, 第二节还没有讲完啊。
Now, I'm not done with verse 2.
这里讲说, 这封信写给谁呢? 写给 在哥林多神的教会。
Now, who is the epistle written to? To the church at Corinth.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看到吗？ 在圣经里面，对于教会的称呼是很有讲究的。
So, brothers and sisters, do you see this? In the Bible, it's very pivotal as to the title addressed to each church.
在哥林多前书16章第1节那里说，加拉太的众教会。
And as in Galatians, it says to the church at Galatia.
So churches in 众教。 然后对16章19节, 那么又说，亚西亚的众教会问你们安，亚居拉和百居拉并在他们家里的教会因主多多的问你们安。
The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house.
啊，你这个还有很多地方是讲老底家的和宁法家里的弟兄们问你们安，家里的教会问你们安。
Or the house at Laodicea Lynn's room, they greet you.
所以在这圣经里面的教会，他讲到教会什么？他说不是说某某什么教会，某某特别名字教会，是多半是在一个地方，是讲到这个地方，或者在聚会，在谁的家里的教会问你们安。
So when the letters are written in the Bible, usually addresses to the church at a certain locality or the church at a certain person's house. It's not addressed to a certain person.
你们这里聚会好像登记也有个名字，对不对？
What's the name you registered in the government?
Assembly, 对不对？
It's called Island Christian Assembly.
就是在 Island 这个地方基督徒的聚会，对不对？
That is in the locality of Island, there is a Christian assembly.
那在我们这个地方，我们说是在 San Bruno 的神的家。
Now in my place, it's called God, the House of God in San Bruno. In San Bruno.
我们登记的时候特别想，不是 of San Bruno, 是 in San Bruno, 是在 San Bruno 这个小地方里面神的家。
When we register the name, it's the church in San Bruno, not of San Bruno.
因为如果我们是 of 的话，就包括所有的弟兄姊妹。
It's a little place in that whole city. If we say of, that includes the all area of that city.
是问在圣经里面，这里告诉我们什么？
So what does the Bible teach us here?
地上的教会就一个。
There is only one earthly church.
我们是在不同的地方的聚会。
It's simply that we meet at different localities.
在地上，神的家只有一个。
There's only one house of God on earth.
在这里的有在那里的。
The house might be located here as opposed to there.
所以我们看到，就是这么在圣经里面这一句话对于教会的称呼。
So it's just in this one statement we could understand the title of the church.
就叫我们看到，在地上所有信主的人，他们聚在不同的地方。但是同在一个身体的里面。
It shows us that even though on earth different people are gathered in different places, but they all belong to the same body of Christ.
他们当中只有一个属灵的关系。
Among them, there exists this spiritual relation.
然后把教会那一的见证在不同的地方。
This is to make it manifest of the unity of the testimony of the body of Christ.
所以我们看到，今天人把地上的教会变成各宗各派各个系统。
Now today we see men have turned the church into different systems, denominations, different religions.
那别人问起我们呢？好像我们这些人不是正统的教会。
Now when other people ask about our church, as though that we are not we're not of all the orthodox doctrine church.
你看到吗？今天人的观念把圣经里面的没有的东西变为正统。
So you see that today many people have turned things that do not exist in the Bible into some really orthodox teaching.
是因为他们没有。好好的去读圣经，去根据圣经来活。
That's simply because they do not study the Bible well and do not live by the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上，我们不是根据地上的传统的基督教来活。
Brothers and sisters, today as we live on earth, we do not live by the traditions of Christianity.
所以弟兄姊妹，你出到外面，有很多人问你，你的同学问你，你不要抬不头起头来，你说他们才应该抬不起头来。
So, brothers and sisters, as you go outside, when people ask you about your church, you do not act that you cannot lift your head up. The fact is, they should not lift their head up.
你说我们是根据圣经来敬拜来做。
You should reply that We worship and we carry out our life according to the Bible.
那别人就在数, 你们到底是什么聚会? 你们是长老会, 你们是建兴会, 你们是什么什么什么会, 最后好, 你们像是弟兄会, 什么什么, 反正就给你搞一个会出来了, 反正不搞出来他不甘心的。
Now people would not stop until they find out that exactly what denominations you belong to, maybe Presbyterians, Baptists, or to the end they say, oh, you look like very much broader movement.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们看到, 当神的话这么清楚地摆在人的中间的时候, 我们今天不能够照着神的话去活, 是因为我们没有好好地去读这本圣经。
So we see that seeing that God's word has so clearly displayed before us, and today we do not understand it is because we haven't truly lived by it to live out our life.
所以我们要忠于主给我们所看见神的话的亮光。
So we need to be faithful to the light that God has shown us in His Word.
最近我们星期六在读一本书叫做《走天路的教会》 Pilgrim Church 这本书。
Now recently on Saturdays we have been studying the book called Pilgrim Church.
就看着这样历史历代。 原来真正体贴神心意的人在教会历史里面都不是主流。
So you see throughout the generations, those who really go after God's heart in the church are not considered mainstream.
所以你不要以为我们在美国啊，我们以前在中国，我们是在家庭教会，在地下教会，现在我们到美国，我们就是主流教会。我弟兄姊妹，当你真正来看的时候，你照着神的心意来走。 你永远不是地上一些宗教的主流。
So, don't you think that you used to meet in house churches today you came to the States that you consider yourself to be the mainstream church? No, according to the word of the Bible, you will never become the mainstream church on earth.
所以第二节还有最后一个点。
Now, there is the last point in verse 2.
就是教会只有一位主。
That is, there is only one Lord in the midst of church.
基督是他们的主, 也是我们的主。
That is, Christ is their Lord as well as ours.
是不管地域, 时间, 语言, 种族,
regardless of the locality, time, and race.
教会只有一位主。
There is only one Lord in the church.
教会的头是基督。
The head of the church is Christ.
今天人对于 supremacy 对于伟大这件事情已经不太容易接受。
Today not too many people would accept this term supremacy.
所以就是为什么今天教会这么荒凉。
And this is the very reason that causes the church desolation nowadays.
教会的见证 活得有多好,
to the extent that the church's testimony could be vividly carried out,
是根据基督在教会中做主的程度, 或者人接受基督的权柄到什么地步来定。
It's in accordance to the sovereignty of the Lord in the church, or to say that how much people would be willing to receive God's authority.
这句话,
and I believe that this statement is so very essential.
基督是他们的主,
because Christ is both their Lord and ours. So on the one hand, it speaks of the sphere of the church. On the other hand, it speaks of the very reality of the church.
也是讲到整个哥林多教会里面问题发生原因的关键所在。
And it also speaks the very pivot point that causes all the issues of this Corinthian church.
就是哥林多教会里面发生这些的问题是他们没有让耶稣基督做主。
The reason that the Corinthian church has all these problems is because they do not allow the Lord to have His sovereignty to be the Lord in their church.
弟兄姊妹, 今天, 其实在我们身上同样, 不单止教会是这样。
Brothers and sisters, the same principle applies to us, not only to the church.
今天有很多家庭当中两夫妇有问题。
Now today we see so many marital problems in families.
今天有很多你跟你的朋友当中有问题。
And you might have interpersonal relationship problems between you and your friends.
其中归根到底，你人与人当中的问题是根据于到底你有没有让耶稣做你的主而产生出来的。
It all boils down to one only thing. That is, do you allow your Lord to be your Lord? And this thought affects all your interpersonal relations.
我刚才说，我一开始说我不那么喜欢读哥林多前书。
As I at the very beginning mentioned that I didn't like the First Corinthians that much.
因为从第一章哥林多前书啊就开始，一直到第十四章，都是讲到一些难处、一些问题。
Now, starting from chapter 1 to chapter 14, they talk about all kinds of problems, issues.
那么从第一章到第四章，就里面就讲到分裂，讲到分门结党的事，对不对？
Chapter 1 to chapter 4. In chapter 1, here we read about the divisions, strife in the church.
然后从第五章到第六章就讲到教会里面有淫乱的事，有弟兄彼此相告，告到外邦人当中的事。
And chapters 5 6 speak of the issues that there was this fornication among brothers and sisters and they sued each other even to the court.
第七章是讲到基督徒与先婚姻的一些的问题。
Now chapter 7 concerns itself with marital problems.
那第八章到第十章是讲到吃或者不吃祭偶像之物而产生在教会在当时的一些的问题。
And chapter 8 through 10 centers on the issues regarding eat or not eating all the food devoted to idol worshiping.
第十一章里面讲到蒙头跟多饼甚至爱盐所发生的一些的问题。
Are about the issues of head covering and the Lord's Supper, the love feast.
然后十二章到十四章，一直是讲到属灵恩赐的问题。
Now chapter 12 to chapter 14 speak of the spiritual gifts.
但是其实你说十三章不是讲这些问题啊，实际上是讲爱啊，是讲好的呀。
But you would say no. Chapter 13 does not talk about all these issues. It's about love. That's something wonderful.
但是十三章其实是讲到怎么样运用恩赐的一些原则在里面。
But actually, chapter 13 speaks of the very principles to apply the spiritual gifts.
这些的问题的出现，都是因为他们没有让耶稣基督做主。
The occurring of all these issues is simply because they do not let the Lord to be their Lord.
今天教会的荒凉，是因为耶稣基督不够在那里掌权。
Today, the desolation of the church is all because that they do not allow the Lord to have his sovereignty.
今天我们在神面前的光景是什么呢？
Then what are conditions before God today?
我们要活出教会的实际，就是哥林多前书第一章第二节里面所讲的。
We live to live out the very reality of the church as spelled out in verse 2, chapter 1.
我们的难处是因为我们没有像保罗在哥林多前书第二章第二节那里这样的态度。
All the dilemmas of ours are because we simply do not live as the verse 2 states here.
第二章第二节是因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The verse 2 of chapter 2 speaks of all the very core of the issues of the church. That is, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是不知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Brothers and sisters, today it's not that we do not know that Jesus Christ and him crucified.
昨天我们传福音的时候我们已经讲过，我们都是信主的，今天在座的我相信，你们都是相信耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Now last night as we talked about the gospel and this Jesus Christ and him crucified, and today as all of you sitting here, I believe you all know this.
但是你问题在哪里呢?
But where's the problem?
保罗在这里告诉我说,
Paul says it here.
他说我不知道别的, 只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
今天我们的问题是我们知道许多许多的东西。
Today our problem is that we know so many, many other things.
你们把世界的学来的东西也带到教会里边来。
All the earthly, worldly learnings have been brought into the church.
今天我昨天我在这里讲, 哎呀,你们这里我看样子眼睛都很明亮,都是很聪明的,好像都要进名校的。
As last night I mentioned that I stood here and I look at all the young people with bright eyes as though they're all ready to go to all those prestigious colleges.
我觉得很多基督徒,我就觉得很奇怪,怎么个个都进名校?
And this really puzzles me. Why is it every Christian is heading for this famous school?
这件事情并不一定是最好的事情。
I honestly feel this might not be the very best thing.
到底我们在push我们的第二代做什么?
Exactly, what is that we are pushing our second generation to do?
他们有人比较轻松啊,很高兴有人替他们讲话,他们受很多的压力啊。
Some people, when they hear what I said, might become lighthearted because they're so pressured.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们要求我们的孩子一个个都要进名校吗?
Brothers and sisters, today, do we really demand that every one of our children go to a famous school?
当我们感谢主,主给他们有智慧, 叫他们可以进好的学校, 我们感谢主。
Now, we do thank God for the wisdom he has given them so that they could go to renowned schools.
但是多少时候, 有人说我们这些基督徒是double standard,
but how many times people would say that Christians have double standard and we're hypocrites. On the one hand, you say love the Lord, pursue after him, do not love the world.
一方面你们说,你们一定要进什么Ivy里啊,
on the other hand, you tell your children you have to go to an Ivy League school, otherwise I will lose my faith.
我不是说你们不应该给他们压力啊,有时候孩子需要有点压力。
I'm not saying that parents should not put pressure on your children. Sometimes it is good to give them certain level of it.
但是到底耶稣是不是我们的主?
But exactly as Jesus our Lord,
是不是在我们念大学的时候,是选择大学的事情,是不是我们的主?
Is he the Lord concerning your choice of which school to go?
他是不是在我们家里面凡事上居首位?
Is he the Lord who has the preeminence in all things in your household?
因为今天我看到很多弟兄姊妹的孩子,他们给push到这个最好的学校出来, 那不是做什么医生啊,律师啊,iBanker啊, 就在世界的世界里面啊, 最后呢, 爱主的并不多。
Today, I have seen so many parents pushing their children to go to the very best of all best schools, and they turn out to be doctors, lawyers, bankers. But this is really not a very good thing for them because, in the end, not too many love the Lord.
但如果是主安排主拣选,主会负责任,他们在这个世界的世界里面还会为主做见证。
If the Lord has chosen this way for you, even though they are in the world, they will hold the testimony for him.
但如果他们是被我们推上去,逼上去的,
However,
你在世界的世界里面,最尖端的世界里面, 他们去爱世界, 这也是好像有一点可原谅的啊。
If they are,
我不是要原谅他们啊,
they are pushed by us into the world of the world, being the very top one, then if they do not love the Lord and love the world, I feel that it seems that they are excused.
我不是要你们,我讲的话做你们的excuse, 你今天晚上不回家读书啊。
Don't use my word as your excuse not studying tonight.
你们做学生，你们读书读得好是为了荣耀神啊，
哎，
这个是你们的责任。
Students, this is your responsibility to study well to glorify God.
但是
，But
我们今天到底有没有真正让耶稣基督做我们一切的主
？But today, exactly, do you really want the Lord to be your Lord among all things?
或者是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，是不是我们的一切？
Or to say that Jesus Christ and Him crucified, is this very fact your everything?
是不是或者这只是我们的一部分呢？
Is it just part of you?
今天我们的问题是，我们就算在家庭，在属灵的东西上面，我们除了耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我们还加上很多我们的东西。
Our problem today is, in the midst of our world or our family that...We simply add other many other things to the very fact that Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
以至于我们的肉体、我们的自己、我们的面子，还很多很多的方面有活动的地方。
So that our faith, our own flesh, and our soul has so much room to work in.
所以在教会的生活里面，教会的建造的里面。因着有肉体的掺杂，因着有十字架好像不能够占据的这些的地方，以及我们有很多的破口。
And in terms of our life of church, because there are so many breaches now appear because our flesh is not totally occupied by the very fact Jesus and Him crucified.
让耶稣基督并他钉十字架，在我们的教会，在我们的家庭。每一个方面都在那里可以执行他的权柄。
Let Jesus and Him crucify the very fact being carried out freely in your life in the church.
要教会能够活出教会的实际。
For the church to actually live out the very reality of it.
不是凭着天然的生命。
Does not depend on natural life.
乃是在乎神。
It depends on God.
所以今天我们得以在耶稣基督里是本乎神。
Therefore, today we are in Christ. It is of Him.
但是下面的一节，我想我明天再去跟弟兄姊妹讲，就是神又使他成为我们的智慧，然后智慧里面包括公义、圣洁、救赎。
As to the following statement that God made Christ.Became for us wisdom in which it includes righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I would like to reserve this statement for tomorrow's sharing.
我们在这里看到，在哥林多前书从第一章到十四章里面讲起各样的问题。
Now in 1 Corinthians from chapter 1 to chapter 14, as you talked about all kinds of issues.
这些的问题的出现都是因为我们属肉体。
And the very reason for all these issues to occur is simply because we are carnal.
我们之所以有人说我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗，我是属基法。
Now some people will say, "Oh, I am a Paul." Others saying, "I'm Apollos," and others saying, "I'm Cephas."
是因为我们在耶稣基督并他钉十字架以外，我们还要有所夸口。
It's all because apart from Jesus Christ and Him crucified, we still have something that we can boast of.
或者我们想有其他东西。
Or we simply want to have some other things to boast of.
所以他说，夸口的当指着主夸口。
That's why the verse says, "He who glorifies should glory, he who glories should glory in the Lord."
为什么呢？因为今天我们这些人
，Why？
还是要出头。
Because All of us today still want to have a saying.
就算我不行，我找一个比我行的人，我来捧一捧他，把这个我不喜欢的人把他 push down.
Even though I'm not good enough, I will find somebody else good enough. I will exalt him and to crack down on the one I don't like.
问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
问题是你想做主。
The very issue is that you want to be your own Lord.
你不让耶稣基督在凡事上做主。
You do not allow your Lord to be Lord in everything.
个人的难处在这里。 教会的难处也在这里。
This is where personal problems lie, as well as where church's problems lie.
所以一开始
，So at the very beginning，
保罗就在第二节那里说，基督是主这件事情，不单单在我身上。
The very matter that Jesus is Lord does not apply to me only, but apply to everyone.
他在主面前的祷告
He's praying before the Lord.
他说我常为你们感谢我的神第四节
Now verse 4 we read, I thank my God always concerning you.
他跟主有那个直接的关系
He seems to display this direct relationship with his God.
他在主面前，他所追求的就是在主耶稣基督里面与众圣徒一同得分。第九节。
What he pursues after before God is spelled out in verse 9, that is to have the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
今天神为什么召集我们在教会的里面？
Today, why is God has called us all to be in the church?
透过我们一起的侍奉，我们能够长大，我们能够生带出生命的侍奉。
Is to grow up together through the services and bring out this very life of service.
今天我们的问题是我们一个一个的人好像都还觉得还不错。
Our very problem today is that individually, each one of us feels we are pretty good.
但是当我们放在一起的时候，我们就发现，我受不了那个人，我看不起那个人。
But as we are put together, you just realize, oh, I can't stand that person, and I simply despise him.
这就是显露了我们做婴孩，我们是属肉体的。
And it all reveals the very fact that we are babes, we are carnal in the Lord.
带到教会的侍奉、教会的生活里面，我们才发现，在这里我们不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It is in the church life and in church service we know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
当我们只有这样来生活的时候
，Now if we live in such a manner，
我们才能够。活出神所要的教会。
Then we can really live out the very life a church that God demands.
弟兄姊妹，我们所讲的是要根据主的话。
Brothers and sisters, what we share is based upon God's word.
前两个月有一个弟兄从加拿大到我们当中去住了两个星期。
Now, 2 months ago, a brother from Canada came to our congregation.
我们本来不认识他。
We did not know him in the beginning.
但是他因为读过王国显弟兄一些的书。
Because he read some of Brother Wong's books.
他现在在教会里面学习传世间侍奉。
And he's learning to serve full time in his church.
所以他就来参加西岸聚会之后，就到我们当中。
He came to attend the West Coast Conference, and afterward, he came to our gathering to stay with us for 2 weeks.
那他特别希望年长的弟兄给他一点帮助。
And he especially looked to some special help from the elderly brothers.
他临走那天，我们请他吃饭。
Now, right before he left the day,
我们就问他，你来了这里两个星期，你。最大的帮助是什么呢
？Then we asked him, "What's the greatest help you got during these 2 weeks?"
或者是年长的弟兄给你哪一些的话，你觉得最重要呢
？Or what words of the elderly brothers' advice you feel that's most important?
他说有很多的帮助。
He said, "I've got so much help."
那我就讲两点。
But I just want to point out two things.
那头一点，年长弟兄给我说为服侍主的人的帮助。
Is the help that the elderly brothers give me as a person who wants to serve the Lord.
他说是你回去要把弟兄姊妹带进神的话里面去。
First is that as you go back, you have to bring all the brothers and sisters into the Word of God.
就是不单单叫他们去听到主的话，而且叫他们实在活进主的话。
Not only would you call them to hear God's word, but also actually to live out the word.
或者是叫他们根据主的话来活。
Or to say they will live based upon the very word of God.
他说第二个我学到的。
Now the second lesson I learned is.
年长的弟兄告诉我要爱你的羊。
The elderly brothers told me that you have to love your flock.
我们当中每个人都是一个小牧人。
Now each one of us here is a little shepherd.
教会的建造是根据我们能够活进主的话，活出主的话。
Now the edification of the church is based upon that we would take in God's word and live out God's word.
然后我们去爱主的羊。
As well as love your flock.
当你读哥林多前书十三章里面所讲到的爱的时候。
Now when you read the chapter of love in chapter 13.
那个爱不是人情绪上面那个高昂的那个彼此的那个感情。
This is not a sentimental, the high emotions among men.
那个爱是要你的命，你舍命的爱。
This love demands your life, that you would lay out your life.
那范围是在一个只喜欢真理，不喜欢不义的那个范围。
And the very sphere, the border of this life is the very fact that love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in truth.
今天我们愿意哥林多前书跟大家开一个小的头。
Now this is just a very preliminary beginning of this First Corinthians.
但愿我们都能够根据神的话活出教会的见证。
If only we could all live out the very testimony of the church based upon God's word.
也根据神的话去爱神托付给你的羊群。
Oh, so based on God's word, love the flock that God has entrusted to you.
但是里面的钥匙还是在第二章跟第二节。
But the very key to all these issues lies in verse 2 of chapter 2.
不论是教会的建造也好，不论是生命的成长也好。
Whether it is the building of the church and the growth of the life.
最大的拦阻就是我们天然的生命。
The greatest hindrance to all this is our natural man.
不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Know nothing else except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
愿这个实际能够在我们身上主找得到。
May the Lord be able to find the very reality of this statement in all of us.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we praise you.
你向我们发出了你心中的话，写了你给我们的书信。
Uttering your very heartfelt desire, you have written this epistle to us.
但愿我们每个人都知道我们是被点名。主啊，你把这一些的信息给了我们。
If every one of us would know this, that each of us is being called out and the letter is written for us.
叫我们知道教会是什么。
So that we know what the church is.
叫我们知道教会是谁的。
So we know to whom the church belongs.
叫我们实在知道教会在地上只有一个。
So we would solidly understand that on earth there is only one church.
以至于我们在地上我们知道教会也只有一位主。
So that we would know on earth the church has only one Lord.
多少时候我们成为这位主的拦阻。
So many times we have become the very obstacle to our Lord.
不论是教会的建造或者生命的成长，最大的拦阻就是天然的生命。
Regardless of the growth of life and the building of the church, the greatest hindrance is our natural life.
让十字架能够在我们的身上动工。
Let the cross work in us.
让你做主的实际显在我们的身上。也显在我们聚会的当中。
Let the very reality of you being the Lord be carried out in us personally and also in the church.
让我们实在在你的话里面，真实把我们一直带到你心意的当中。
So by your word that we will be led directly into your heart.
以至于你的灵你的工作可以自由地在这里运行。
so that your name and your work will be carried out freely here.
使你的见证可以很明显的在这里显明出来。
So that your testimony will be manifest explicitly here.
祝福你自己的话。
Bless your very own word.
祝福你在这里的见证。
Bless your very own testimony here.
我把荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.